The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one London Low dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. How you all doing out there at Paul's Pizza in Westchester? Yay! This couldn't be any... Every year we do this, and we've been doing this for 24 years. This is like an old Damon Runyon play. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on today. We're getting all psyched up. We're getting very excited. I'm excited. Some of the best people that have been so supportive of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. As a matter of fact, I got to mention them right off the top. Well, my buddy Mike Reynolds is sitting next to us. Oh, by the way, we're on Facebook Live. I hope I did it right. If I didn't, we learned something, okay? But two people that have been from day one, from not even day one, day minus 30 of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I hope you guys and ladies support them to beyond. We have Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine. He was one of the first guys there, just, you know, on the money. The second guy, and Paulie's probably making coffee or making, oh, there he is. He's making coffee. He was there also from the very beginning. I mean, he was down the street in a small shop, and he said, count me in. And I looked at him, and I go, really? He goes, count me in. So he's great. And don't forget the GP Italiano restaurant, right on the corner in LaGrange by the train tracks on LaGrange Mannheim Road, whatever you want to call it. Really good. That's GP's, Paul. Okay. So let's not forget that. And we also have to, I see only one of them. I don't see if, is Horancic in the room? There he is. We got Dr. Mark Horancic and Dr. Bill Gross here. These are the guys who have the unbelievable job of keeping Chauncey going. Give them a round because they work really hard. And I think Dr. Bill here's got one of the best lines I've ever received. One day I walked in, one of the many times I walked in, I said, I hurt myself. And he said, pull your wallet out. And I got a little nervous. And he says, take your wallet out. Pull your driver's license out. Look at the birth date. Do the math. And I looked at him, I went, all right. I had an adjective in there, but I just said, yeah, okay, Bill. You know. But really, these two guys are the ones who keep Chauncey going together. We have other people. We have friends from Riverside Fishing Club here. They're right there. We've got the Southside Muskie Hawks in the Euchre seats behind me over there. We've got, Wayne's going to be a guest. Angela from Whack'em and Stack'em is going to be a guest. Mr. Mike Reynolds is here, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you can talk a little louder, just so you know.
All right, good.
A little bit louder.
And I should get some kudos because I go back to Prairie Sportsman Show.
Ooh, we just blew the dust off the record on that one, the Prairie Sportsman Show.
For those of you that don't know, Prairie Sportsman was Chauncey's TV show way back in the mid-90s, Chauncey?
mid-90s.
He came to Maywood Sportsman's Club and filmed us doing some seminars for the state. So that's how long we've known each other, for a long time.
Yes, with Tom Baldwin as my cameraman. Tom Baldwin, yeah. For all of you guys who know Tom Baldwin, you know, unbelievable. And somebody else that's hiding behind a big screen TV, we have a legendary, but he has given so much to the community, so much to fishing, so much to getting little kids, you know, out fishing in the inner city. We have Tom Pomisano from Henry's Bait. Who's going to retire this year?
Congratulations, Tom.
And you have never found out what it is to go fishing in Chicago unless you get a ride in the Fishmobile golf cart through Bridgeport to go to the pond. And I said, the cops are going to stop us. He goes, no, just wave to them. They'll be fine. So, I mean, you know, never know what's going on. Mike.
Yes.
We start hunting in August, don't we?
Yes.
Squirrel? What else are we hunting for?
That's it.
No, there's got to be something more than a squirrel.
Dove starts September 1st.
Dove is September 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Pulling up, hurry up, because I don't know what else you're talking about.
Well, I'm just trying to find it right now on my stream.
Squirrel's the only thing that I know that opens this early.
Yeah. Right? Well, you got coyote that you can do.
All right.
You know, woodchuck is open in August, squirrels.
Have you ever met a woodchuck hunter?
No, but I've eaten
woodchuck. Easy. I don't know who did it.
But I've eaten woodchuck. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I've eaten that you don't ever want to know about.
How in the world did you come to eat a woodchuck?
When I was living up in Michigan and only making $100 gross a week, there's a lot of things I ate.
And how was it?
It was pretty good. Actually, it takes 16 squirrels to make a pot of stew for one person. 16 chipmunks, I think. That's what I wanted to say.
I was a squirrel.
I said squirrel. No,
yeah.
Chipmunks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We won't get in there. And there's some things I will never eat again.
Such as?
Oh, well, no, we ain't going into it. But, I mean, see this aluminum foil? Put some garlic salt on there to be better.
Now, wait. Was it because you're cooking or because of what you were cooking?
I was because of what I was cooking and what it tastes like.
All right.
Remember, they taste like what they eat.
Okay.
So
the woodchuck should have tasted pretty good.
He was. Woodchuck was good. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. And but, I mean, there's so – like I said, but we got squirrel hunting. We've got woodchuck. We got dove hunting kicks in September, you said. We have the – excuse me – early season – you know, goose. Nuisance goose. I still call it nuisance goose.
Well, you're an old timer.
No. Well, over at my friend Dan's house, he's got two Canadian geese that stand there and irritate him. He gets out of his car and they stand by the driveway going, honk, honk. And he yells at them and they just look at him like, you know. They don't understand. But I mean, really, we start hunting now. But you also... And what, you know, because you always come on and talk about hunting and stuff. People don't realize that you and your lovely friend, Jane, love fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We're a big advocate of Red Lake. We're a huge advocate of Red Lake. That whole region down there is wonderful. And once you go down there for more than a few times, you start to realize that people down there are amazing. And we have a guy that we go with that finds fish in all weather conditions. He's got a computer or a fish finder. Looks like a computer that he can literally pinpoint fish, and he's a really good fisherman. So he always come home with crappie.
One of the biggest problems with Wren Lake and crappie fishing, it's you can keep so many fish up to a point, and I want to say it's 13, 12?
It's 25 total, but there's only certain amount over 10 inches.
I just drew a blank on that amount. And the problem is you're catching more of those fish over 10 inches that you got to throw back.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a tough day.
And if there's catfishermen in the crowd, Red Lake is a great lake for catfish. We've never targeted them, but we usually catch them. But Red Lake's a good day. And I really am not doing it because they're a sponsor of Chauncey. It's a really nice area to go to. If you haven't been to Southern Illinois, that's like a whole other place down there.
Yeah, and, you know, we got Whack 'em and Stack 'em in the house here. And in Southern Illinois, they don't use a lot of live bait for crappies. It's all small jigs and stuff.
We've never used live bait for crappie ever.
So, I mean, this
split tails, I think, is what we use mostly.
Yeah, this has crappie written all over it. and bluegill and pumpkin seed.
Never mind. I think Chauncey's name is now on the back.
I'm sitting there going, oh, I can't. We got to get back to the show.
We're finaling the lures.
But they just, you didn't know this, that yesterday they had the ribbon cutting for $17 million. They are investing into the Wren Lake Conference Center. So they're going to redo the boatels, the cabins. They're not going to redo the wing of rooms that were attached to the conference center. They're going to tear that down in the next few years and rebuild some really nice rooms. But then the conference center, the banquet hall is all going to be spruced up, and it's going to be good down here.
So it'll go back the way it used to be.
No, I hope not, but it'll be going.
They're tearing down memories then.
Yeah, well, there's a seat in the local. All right, we're all adults, right? Well, that's questionable. Yeah. The bar at Wren Lake, I think there's one stool with my name on it. You know, it was it's an interesting spot.
And a big chunk of floor, too.
it really is. But no, we got a pretty good show lined up. We got a lot. We're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report later on in the program that's sponsored by Waterworks Marine. You know, I've told Wayne, I says, you have no idea how many people, the first thing out of their mouth is, you know what we love best about your show? And I go, okay. Because I know what they're going to say. And they go, we love the Aiden Fishing Report. And I'm like, well, what about the other 58 minutes of the show, you know? Okay.
They're waiting for you to get good at it.
Oh, okay.
Press us.
But Aiden is my grandson. He's now going to be 11 years old soon. But he lives in Western Michigan, Grand Rapids, and they have a boat on White Lake, so they spend most of their summer on White Lake. And the kid's a fishing machine. And his sister, Mila, who's got Grandpa right here, everybody. See that little finger I'm up on the TV screen there? Yeah, got Grandpa right there. We were fishing one time with Dr. Bill here, and Aiden didn't want to. He was very small, and he was like, about the fish. And Mila just goes, get out of the way. Let me show you how this is done. She's a couple years younger. So the two of us got a good laugh out of Mila with that one. So that was pretty cool. But, okay, we've done that. We've done that. We've talked a little bit of hunting. You're going to sit here all through the show.
All right, if you want me to,
and,
sure.
And you can ask questions to Wayne and anybody else. You know, Angelo, when we come on, because I know you like to go, oh, by the way, see this man in the pretty red shirt? That's the man you need to talk to. Okay? I was just telling Jane, Mike's friend, that I was pointing out somebody who is going to invite her out to his pond. Yes. Go talk to him. But, you know, we got a whole show lined up. We're going to have a lot of fun. So don't go away. Fill up the coffee pot. We've been doing it since about 4 this morning. Kick back. Pour yourself another cup. And if you're having breakfast, you better think about me, because all we've been doing is pastry. So don't tell my other doctor that, because he'll get upset. But once again, you're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Ready? Pull. It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic, being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there.
pull. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like, he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment right.
Well, everybody, we are at home! The one event a year that we do with a crowd in front of us and having a great time, and people, we've been doing this so long. And before we go to Wayne, we got a couple other people here. We got Dan Baser, the Smithsonian of Fishing Stuff. And I can't call it lures, the Smithsonian of Fishing Stuff. And this guy, this collection is unbelievable. Dan Baser here, he's got a red shirt with a bunch of fish on it. He's got a brochures here. If you have any questions about lures, if you tell him what you got, he could probably give you more information than you want to know. So only ask him if you got the seat next to him, because it's going to take that long. So we got Dan Baser.
And wait. And then I've been around the outdoor industry since Chauncey was around. Dan Baser is one of the nicest guys in the industry. Fishing, hunting, he's one of the nicest guys. If you want to talk to somebody that knows the history of the outdoors, sit down with Dan Baser and listen to him tell stories. He was around at the beginning of BASS.
He literally the number one lifetime membership.
He knows stuff about the outdoors. It's not just fishing. He knows stuff.
Stuff.
And he's one of the nicest guys on earth. So,
yeah, so I don't know why he ain't.
Spend some time with Dan Baser.
All right. Mr. Libera. Good morning, Chauncey. Buddy, we got to talk about this. I mean, you know, people, you know, boats are coming up a little bit more. I've seen them on the road. People just need to get out and enjoy it.
You know, the boats are supply chain starting to fill up a little bit. It's starting to get a little better, getting a little more inventory. Guys can come in and get a little choice on their boats. So it's been a rough couple of years from that perspective. Lots of new products coming out. We've been going to all the dealer meetings.
Nope.
Some wonderful products coming out the door. It's kind of an exciting night, time in the marine industry. A lot of technology changes. Mm-hmm. You know, electric outboards are on the horizon. Lithium batteries, those sorts of things. And it's really kind of taking the technology curve for us.
Yeah. Actually, electric outboards aren't, I mean, yes, they're new, but they're not because, where is he? Oh, Mr. Palmisano, you have an electric outboard that is dated back to when? Do you remember?
Oh.
He's giving me an answer.
Electric outboards go back to the 1890s.
Electric outboards go back to the 1890s. He's probably got one. You don't have one? You know, it's just amazing. I go, what is this? You know, it's an electric outboard. And I went, huh? But, I mean, they go back that far, which is kind of cool. But Mercury's got one coming out that you just replace the battery like dropping a six-pack in.
And the interesting thing is these are going to be planing hulls now. They're just not going to putt around like an electric motor would.
Yep.
These are going to actually be boats that are going to get up on plane and go. Mm-hmm. So it's on the horizon. This stuff's coming.
Yeah. Now, you do Lund and Low boats.
Right.
Low is a great fishing boat. I mean, I have seen, you know, I've gone, geez, these are nice boats. And I just, you know, it's kind of like someone could have a choice of either one of those at your store and get a really good, you know, price point on each one.
Yeah, you know, Low is a kind of a prepackaged boat where Lund, we get into a lot of customizing for that fisherman who's real particular and the way he wants his boat rigged.
Yeah.
And Low is a lot of bang for the buck because it's all pre-rigged. Guy comes in by the trolling motor fish finder, it's already on it.
Now, you're very busy at Waterworks, which is at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Do you know, I'm not exaggerating. Sometimes I want to dial Wayne and I go, okay, give Wayne a call at 708. So I have to do the commercial in my head to dial your number.
Sing the song.
Yeah, I do. It's like Magic Kiss, you know, 588-2300.
Oh, Empire. You still know that one.
Yeah,
oh,
I know. But, you know, when you start looking at these things, you know, people are, and I'm really, they're getting better, but people stopped boating because of the price of gas. And they don't realize that these new motors are great on gas. I mean, they don't use that much.
You know, Chauncey, we sold a boat a couple weeks ago to a fella. He bought a 21-foot one with a 350 horsepower, and he swears that boat burns less gas than his old 125-horse Johnson. Two-stroke.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a phenomenal difference. And with the fishing and everything, you know, you're not running that big motor all day long. You're out there with your trolling motor. You're fishing the shorelines. You, in the course of an eight-hour day of fishing, you might run your big motor 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. And it's not just going fishing to recreate with a boat. I mean, we all know, I don't know where he's hiding. Oh, he's back under the TV screen. You know, Tom Palmisano does more on a little boat that he has. He runs the Chicago River. On good days, he's out on Lake Michigan. One time we went out there with my grandkids and we parked at a little secluded beach in Illinois here on the south side, anchored the boat. The kids went, I mean, the kids thought they were in the middle of nowhere. And the city of Chicago is at their doorstep.
Yeah, you just anchor, you know, drop anchor, swim off the boat, picnic out there. There's a lot of things to do out the water. Just being out in the water is just so calming and wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, if I'm in a boat and I may have to be trolling a hand line if nobody wants to stop. But you've got the whole, if you take the tour, if you launch your boat, let's say at Western Avenue, and you go up the river to downtown Chicago, when you see all those buildings from the water level, it is a completely different feeling than if you're walking the street, driving by in the car. You see all the stuff on the river going back. You've got the Illinois River, which when you start getting in the fall, oh, my gosh.
You've got to run down to Star Rock.
Oh.
Beautiful trip. But the whole river tour, even through the loop and everything from Chicago, it's a whole different perspective. Everybody needs to go on the river tour. Whether they go on their own boat or they rent one of the little pontoons up and down the river, it's really a good trip.
Mm-hmm. There are so many neat places, and that's why you need to look at boating, not just fishing. Yes, there's fishing, important, but then you have the recreational side of it. I mean, grabbing the your kids or the grandkids or your buddies, and you go tubing, or you just go out there and you sit and you anchor outside of Oak Street Beach and just kind of get the binoculars out and just enjoy the afternoon, like Mike Reynolds does a lot, I've been told. Yeah,
you got to bother me for? I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Okay, but I mean that's the interesting thing about the boating and. Lake Michigan, you don't have to have a cabin cruiser to go on it, right?
Not anymore. Day boating is becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
In fact, I just ordered my demo for next year. It's a 24-foot tri-tube pontoon boat with a 300 horse. But that's going to be my Lake Michigan boat. I'll keep it 31st Street.
300 horse pontoon boat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
With a stereo system that'll rock the whole
Oh, yes. I'm ready. We you ready, Tom, for this one? He's shaking his head, yeah. I mean, really, it's just, I can't even tell you how much I've learned about recreational boating and boating. And the other thing, too, is I don't want to say you have a crack mechanic stamp, because that comes out in too many different ways, but you have a great mechanic stamp. You can ask them a question, and they'll explain it to you in English.
You know, Chauncey, the lead time is 3 to 5 weeks this time of year on service in our industry, which is an unacceptable reality.
Yeah.
We've got our lead time down to about a week and a half to 2 weeks, and we're working on some new systems in place to be able to turn that service in a week. And that's going to be phenomenal for our industry. And we've got to keep those people boating and on the water.
You do. And like I said, the people that work there, they're knowledgeable, they're good. And there's the other thing, too, is you can't go into a big box store and find the needs that you have for a boat, whether it's a small boat or a large boat, whether, you have all the parts, all the electronics, all of the toys, for lack of a better term, right there in the shop. And you can do it online, right?
Exactly. And, my staff, they're professionals. They're all boaters, every one of them. And they know what this industry is all about. And from the salespeople to the mechanics, whatever, they know how to meet the customer's needs and to give them a good experience. And that's what it's all about, people, the customer experience.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know you just said professionals, and you, your wife, your son, and Katie, great people, very knowledgeable in industry. Me, Jamie, is a professional?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to come flying in on that note.
Well, he says your wife taught him very well.
Oh, yeah, that scares me. Yeah. My wife taught one of his head mechanics, who's very good, unbelievable mechanic, taught him in junior high school. And he refers to me as Chauncey, but when he talks about my wife, it's Mrs. Neisel.
Yes. And Mrs. Neisel always told him to be a mechanic because he wasn't going to make it anywhere else.
That is so cool. But, I mean, like I said, we've talked about the boats, and it's not just one spot. And we here, being able to trailer, I would bet everybody in this room just has a boat that, if you do have a boat, you have one that you trailer, right? Hands up, half the room. And the thing there is, you're open to not just, if you don't want to do like Michigan, you got the Illinois River, you got the Mississippi River, you have so many other choices. You've got Rend Lake, Carlisle, Shelbyville, the Ohio River. I mean, we do so much traveling. Western Michigan. Don't even get me started over there because I'd get lost.
It's around the breakwalls of Lake Michigan. You can take a small 16-foot boat around the breakwalls.
Yeah.
You can catch some really nice fish.
Oh, yeah. I got a glaze on my head just now, and I was thinking of those little bandits with stripes on them. Nice yellow perch in a frying pan. Yeah.
It all goes back to food with you, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It all goes back to food.
Fishing has really been great out there in the lake this year. My nephews went out with Tony at Diamond Ghost Charters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just slayed it. It was just unbelievable the amount of fish they caught. Big fish.
Yeah. Oh, Tony wants to know if anybody out here would like to deliver him a Paul's beef with sweet peppers. He'd appreciate it. He's about 250 feet of water off of Winthrop Harbor. He says, just come on out, he'll give you a little tip. Okay, that doesn't mean though you're going to get a lot of money. He said he'll give you a tip. But he's looking for a beef sandwich delivered 250 feet of water east of Winthrop Harbor.
There you go.
But no, I'm glad your family had a great time with Tony. And he didn't even know that they were, I mean, whatever the relation is to you. I mean, he said they worked hard for those fish.
They called me and said, hey, we want to go on the lake. Who do we go with? Of course, he said, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, because he knows the lake better than anybody. And he put them on fish.
Yeah.
So they had a great time. So they become addicted to Lake Michigan.
And speaking of addicted, you did hear about the 2 40-pound king salmon caught about, was it a week or two ago? I'm losing track of my brain here. One in Algoma and one in Ludington. 40-pound, over, each one was just a little over 40 pounds. Wow. That's not a fish. That's what, to quote a movie, I think we need a bigger boat, you know?
Well, I still can't get over the muskie they caught off an 80-year last year.
Yeah.
So that still makes my head spin.
Oh, there's tons and tons and tons. If, like I said, besides sponsoring Chauncey's Great Outdoors from day one.
Yeah!
And sponsoring the most popular thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fisher Report. And I've asked Aiden if he would come down, and he goes, Mom doesn't want to drive me. Okay, so I'm going to have to make sure when we do this sometime, I'm going to have to drive to Michigan, pick up my grandson Aiden, and bring him down here. Because Aiden has gotten offers for guide trips on the St. Joe River for steelhead, salmon trips on Lake Michigan. Companies have sent him fishing. I go, the kids keep making out like a bandit.
Well, I'd rather hear his fishing report than yours.
Well, we're coming to this the end of the segment here. Once again, Wayne, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to talk to you about buying a new boat, trading your boat in, or maybe you have a boat you no longer going to use because you're moving or you have no interest in it, and if you want to buy it from them, what's the best way to get to you?
Email me, wayne@waterworks.com, or call me at 798-9700.
And once again, from day one of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Waterworks Marine, Wayne Libera, and Paulie, two great people, and you cannot say thank you enough. Please support both of these guys in their endeavors. And you know what? You're never going to find a more honest man in the boating industry. Wayne Libera, give him a round of applause.
Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter, or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
This is Phil Pisatello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoor. As they used to say on Bozo Circus, at a cast of thousands. There's really only 75 people that ever want to talk about it. hey, a couple of things I want to mention before we talk to Angelo with Whack'em and Stack'em here. First of all, the Riverside Fishing Club has got, I'm going to make sure I read this right, Tristan Woodlow and Steve Piscatelli, Thursday, August 11th, that's this Thursday, at 6:45 p.m. They're IDNR biologists for the Northeastern Illinois Rivers. And they're going to go into all kinds of stuff so we can catch more fish. That's what I like about it. And so that's at the Riverside Fishing Club, which meets at the American Legion Hall at about 5100 South on LaGrange Road. And the people in the little room there, you know, you could always get a cold one there. And it's a great group of people, men and women are more welcome. Another great guide service who's on a little hiatus this weekend, the crappy professor, Jim Kupchow. So are you going to put a 300 on the back of your pontoon boat like Waterworks is going to?
No, I'll run that by the wife.
Oh, you'll run it by the wife? I can see that on Shabra. Boom! You know, that's pretty cool. Excuse me, but we got Angelo. We need to talk. Angelo Garcia, whack him and stack him. Now, all right, a couple of things here. The your company has been around a lot more than a year.
2015
they started. And when they were there, they started. It's an interesting. I'm looking at this panfish packet that's in front of me, and I'm going, ooh. I mean,
those of you that can't see Chauncey, he's looking at the crappie packet like he's looking at a beef sandwich from Paul's. There's a little bit of saliva. He's got that starry look in his eyes.
Okay. You know, this
I'm not lying.
This is time to beat up on Chauncey. You know?
I'll give you a little background. So I was I worked for U.S. Steel, and I was working 60 hours a week, and I decided to chase my dream of getting in the fishing industry. So we started with making soft plastics and jig heads, and having shows and meeting people. Here we are 6-7 years later. and some tackle shops, Mr. Tackle Box. I got a bunch of guys here on my staff that have helped me along the way with that. My dad's a big part of what I do. He's the one that started me fishing, and I want to keep that continued on through his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we started all this. I was making very good money at a steel mill, and I decided to go into this and go full time.
Yeah, but you also increased your life expectancy when you left the steel mill.
Yeah, yeah, I was at U.S. Steel Gary Works, so yeah, got a blast furnace.
Oh, jeez. Now, who's here from your staff?
I got Jim Crown over. He's the president of the Isaac Walton League in Spring Lake. Yep. We got Mark Toth, Jeremy Jekyll.
Raise your hand when he said your name, guys.
And Jim Cocho, the crappie professor.
So you're on that group too, huh?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. Jimmy's not part of that group.
Okay.
Actually, there was a package here that I only saw for about 3 seconds. And then Bridgeport Eddie, who, everybody, I need a round of applause, because if it wasn't for Bridgeport Eddie, none of this could be put together. He comes out, he helps me move the stuff, he helps me set up, he picks up half of the pastries out of his own pocket. He just is always there to help. Please give Bridgeport Eddie a round of applause. Now, what did you do with the bag of plastics that he hit?
My bag of plastics?
Yeah, his bag of plastics.
He said, never mind.
No, never mind. Never okay. Mind.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Move along, John. But see, the thing is, I'm looking at these baits, and I know you make a lot of different baits. Ooh, 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 nice.
That beef just got peppers and cheese on it, apparently.
Look at that. These twister tails. Yeah, okay. I got to get back to the show. Yeah. Can you tell my mind's in the... Let's go fishing, Doc. Okay? Get that tongue. But you do a lot of custom baits if somebody wants a certain color or a certain, you know, angle, right?
Yes, we do a variety of different baits. I've got a lot of small microplastics that we specialize in. Coming out of early winter into ice season, we got specific plastics for that we use on the floats. We've got shoe bait, and I have some bigger plastics for summer and fall. For Shelbyville, Red Lake, that these guys get for me that are shad-style baits. I'm a big twister tail guy. I like to cast twister tails and pitch jigs under docks and brush. So we got a little bit of something for everybody here. We also make bass plastics. So we a variety of those. We have drop shots. We've got tubes. We've got swim baits. Some of the Erie darters that are right within the Great Lakes for smallies. So we got a variety of things. If you don't have it, I can make it. You want a color, I can do that too.
And that's the other thing. I mean, some of these, you know, like I said, twister tails, these bass baits, you know, you've got some really nice, you know, finesse worms in here, multiple great colors. Oh my gosh, I'm just looking at it from blue. Ooh, that's a nice one. It's so
black and blue, yeah.
Yeah, Mike is sitting there laughing in my ear, just so you know, everybody. The beef sandwich just got another order of peppers on it, huh?
Now it's like he's looking at a pie. Seriously, it's like a chocolate cream pie. No.
It's a Weber's chocolate chip and cheese coffee cake.
There you go.
That's what it is. But see, you've got these minnows.
So the story behind those is I was just fishing. The water temperatures in the lakes I've been fishing, because I'm originally from Palos Hills. I moved out to Indiana, so I fish central Indiana quite a bit now. I'm learning different lakes out that way. We go to Raccoon Lake, Rockville Lake, and the water temperatures there have been like 85 degrees. A lot of them fish are not hitting twister tails. I'm seeing them on my live scope. I'm seeing them on graphs. They're not hitting these baits. So I've had to downsize microplastics in shaded areas. So I'm pitching 64-pound sinkers with like a small shad-style minnow and letting that free fall drop in these schools of crappie that are in an area that's probably the size of this room. There's hundreds of them, and they're nowhere else. Because of the heat, middle of the day, and we're limited on crappie. So I use a lot of the smaller stuff. When they're not in the big stuff, I'll drop down in size just like in the winter, and they'll start to react to that a little better. So that's why I bring that in the arsenal. Coming right out of winter, the bite's kind of lethargic and slow. We use a lot of floats. Jim will attest to that.
What lake was that that you run?
Area 51.
Area 51. Yes.
So, yeah, that's why we make those. The twister tails are real big, coming in the spring on the spawn, and going to summer with those also. So I fish Heideki with me and Jim, fish Heideki a little bit, shad, stuff like that. We do pretty good.
So really, this started out of your love for fishing.
Absolutely. I just started making jigs. I mean, I needed something to occupy my mind because I was working at a job I hated.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what, let me get a melting pot and mess around with this, make myself some jigs for the spring, and then one thing led to another, and here we are.
So you really didn't change jobs, you just changed materials.
Pretty much. I'm working with metal again.
You're working with molten stuff.
Molten metal, yeah.
Yeah, you're working with molten stuff.
It's not 1,800 degrees in my house.
No, true. But I mean, it's really kind of an interesting thing. And this is a company that, and I love, and I'm not being, but mom and pop shops, the family owned, operated, I think. And I know you got a bunch of baits here that are probably that wagon. If some of you guys and ladies want to take a look at it, if you want to, you know, they'll sell you a couple of papers. I told them to bring it down because I said somebody may want to purchase some stuff. I mean, these are some nice. I know, put that down and keep talking. My guardian angel on the right-hand side is like, put it down, Chauncey, put it down.
You perfect. Refer to me as a lot of things, but never that.
No.
All right, I should rephrase that.
Yeah.
Because it's the horns that are holding up the halo.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. The one thing I'd like to you talked to Wayne, and now you're talking about this company. The one thing that everybody needs to understand, and I know you get beat up over this, is the personal touch when it comes to a company like this and a company like Wayne's and Tom's Place. You can't get that in a big box store because that's just a job to those people. This is a career. This is their life. So you're going to get somebody that really wants to make you successful. Wayne's going to put you in a boat that he knows you can handle, that he knows you can afford. You're going to learn how to use these lures because these guys use these lures. I've worked around big box stores. The guy in the fishing department may not even fish. It's just a job to him. So when you support these smaller businesses, these personal businesses, you're actually getting better customer service and it's better value. And that's, I think, what everybody's looking for, especially nowadays, is value.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get when you buy the lures or you buy the boat from someone that's a family-owned business.
Exactly.
Well, I can put it to you this way. I'm not going to make a product or a bait that I've fished with or I've caught fish with. You go out and fish, you don't catch fish, I'm upset. I take it personally because I want you to go out there and be successful.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of what we do here. We're having Stack and all the guys are in the same boat. They use the baits. They give me feedback. And we do what we got to do to make sure you're going to catch more.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, Angel. And once again, there's so many things in the great outdoors. And the other thing is, he's a local guy, you know? Listen to his voice. You can tell he's from the south side of Chicago, you know? I mean, I've slipped into it a couple times. You know, not as bad as Tom Baldwin would slip into it, you know? But, you know, just, you know, you're one of us guys, you know? And you love the outdoors. And I'm sure that, you know, the lovely Jane would probably catch many fish with this. Not you, but the lovely Jane would.
Every time we go fishing, she outfishes me, so I'm try to be quiet.
Good man. You've learned well, you know, since
so
okay?
far.
Well, cool. How does somebody get a hold of you to talk to you, to pick up these baits? What, you know, how do we do this?
Whack'em and Stack'em Baits.com. I got some business cards I'll leave out. And then my number's on there. It's 219-765-3660.
Okay, do you have a website to purchase or anything?
Yeah, www.whack'emstack'embaits.com.
Are you not listening?
He's checking the box out.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm looking at them. I'm going.
Oh. We're going to need to get a bib for him pretty soon. There's a lot of drool there.
Mr. Kupchow, can we check these out? Is that all right?
Yeah, field testing.
Field testing. Dan, we need to field test.
All right.
You got that?
All right.
Remember, go talk to Dan. Well, listen, Angela, once again, thanks so much for coming on, being part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, you'll be back around, trust me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Let's give him a round of applause. Well, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Ready? Pull.
It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their five-star rated marine mechanic staff. Become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at DiamondGhostCharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. But I just want to say, him and his family are honestly...
Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
In Chicago. That's my grandson. John. John. But I just had to hear his voice. But really, before we go on, I just want to say there's somebody we need to give a huge amount of applause to, because everybody's gone there. Everybody's been helped. He does so much for the community. He has continued to help people fish and do stuff. For 70 years, the family has been in business, and he just needs to retire now and enjoy fishing with me and going up out on Lake Michigan and having too much fun. Give a round of applause and a thank you to Henry's Bait, Tom Palmisano, right here. Okay, the Aiden Fisher Reporter here is sponsored by Waterworks Marine. Wayne's listening. He says, Papa, we're spanking the fat ones this week. Meaning the salmon. Oh, the salmon we were finding in 65 to 130 feet down in 140 to 250 feet. Using glow spoons, some guys use meat rigs, but Mom said not on her boat. Figures. Green and white flies work best in low light times. The pure action was slow for freshwater drum. Come up and let's spank some salmon, your grandson and fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, the Fishing Report was sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, once again, thank you for everybody. The Bernstein family that showed up here, my support group, you know, they're my mental, therapists to keep me in line. All of them, especially those little guys that are in the family somewhere, do a lot. And all of you people who have, next year, we will be 25 years on the air. It's the longest running outdoor show in Chicago. And I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from Walking Buffalo. It says, but I have learned a lot from trees, sometimes about the weather, sometimes about animals, sometimes about the Great Spirit. You just need to sit next to one and listen to them. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, really borrow it all. Children. Thanks for listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and thank you to my friends here for coming out and being part of this event. We'll see you next week. Bye.